I used to think that praise was about saying nice things about, you know, some being out there in the heavens. Which, when you think of it, is kind of an odd assumption, as though God was as insecure as me and needs his ego stroked as well, you know, by a bunch of human beings on earth. Tell me I'm awesome, everybody. Tell me again. I can't hear you. We used to spell out Jesus' name. Give me a J. J. But now I see that's not what praise is. I think Yeshua would have a laugh, honestly, if he would attend some of the praise services that I was part of. I think a lot of it was just a distortion or a caricature of praise at best. The way I see praise at this point is that it's essentially a yes. It's a yes to our lives. To illustrate what I mean by that, I'll tell you a little story. I wrote my daughter Amelie a song a while back. Here, I'll play you a quick piece of it.
Even when we're apart, you'll never be alone. Beautiful, beautiful baby.
Beautiful, now, I play a lot of songs for Amelie. I'm writing songs pretty much all the time, and I like playing them for her because she doesn't normally BS me about them. She'll tell me if she doesn't like them or if she likes them or whatever else. And when I finished playing this particular song for her, though, I looked at her, and rather than giving me her thoughts about it, I just saw that she had tears coming down her face. And can I tell you, there's not any higher praise that I could have received for the song than that. You know, I don't care if the song was got a 5-star review from Pitchfork or won a Grammy or whatever. Like, nothing that anybody could have said about the song, any accolades about it, would have been as meaningful to me as seeing the one who I wrote the song for, my baby girl, allowing herself to feel my love for her that I was trying to get into the song, to the point that she was moved emotionally, you know, that she let it in, let it touch her and move her. I can't think of any possible higher praise than that. And I think that holds true of life. What higher praise for the source of life could there possibly be than to fully love life, to feel and say yes to every moment? Praise is a surrender of the ego's resistance to life. It's not about beliefs or any specific words or constructs. Praise is something that starts in us, inside of our bodies, and explodes into the world with tears and laughter, dancing through grief and ecstasy. Praise isn't stepping back from God and just giving him lip service with a few simple chords. Praise is diving heart first into the infinite ocean of sensual, embodied spirit. It is love unshackled, soul set free. And as I have been learning more of the depth and the truth of praise, I find that there's not really anything else I want to do. I think about Brother Lawrence, who practiced the presence of God by washing pots and pans. And my pots and pans are guitars and synthesizers and banjos and such things. And so we've started making a new Gunga record that's a praise record. It's called Revival. More specifically, I've been calling it a Zen gospel record. And I look forward to sharing that with you and telling you more about that soon. But before we release that music, we just wanted to sort of pay homage to our roots, if you will. This is praise music that we grew up with. And we recognize that we're in a long line of people who have been using music to help open hearts in praise. And yes, there was several years there that I felt like I needed to kind of like get out of the Christian praise stream, if you will. I needed some space to heal, some time to learn and grow and evolve. But now I can see that even what we're doing now, even though it might be too heretical and I might be too much of a sinner for the main institutional church at this point, I have come to love praise again. And I see that it was there the whole time. I see that the grace present in these songs, these old songs and these old worship leaders that taught me as a kid how to look beyond the stories of my frantic life and ego and to remember the mystery, to go deeper into this moment than just, what am I having for breakfast? And what am I going to do next? Which is, you know, a lot of our just frantic life, moving from one thing to the next. But these songs helped invite me to think differently, to be differently, to make music differently in the world. And so I wanted to just honor them. I wanted to honor the songwriters, Delirious and, you know, Martin Smith and Stu G and Tim Hughes and all the people that wrote these songs in this medley that, you know, we probably don't see eye to eye on everything, but I still think we're on the same team, if you will, the same team of opening hearts and inviting ourselves into praise. And I'd love to play the EP for you here. It's just a short few tracks. But before I do that, here's a quick word about it from Lisa.
When I was a kid, my family had a cassette player that I would put by my bed at night so I could listen to the sweet, sweet dude harmonies of For Him. Sometimes I'd swap it out for Evie, an artist with a bowl haircut and 60s clothes. And this was my introduction to worship music. As a child, I got scared a lot in bed at night, and this music was my comfort. Through the years, my musical palette widened from things my mom picked out for me to bands like Audio Adrenaline, Newsboys, Delirious, Krista Lewis, Jars of Clay. Worship music was almost always playing in my house, and I would hear my mom put on Hillsong in the morning as she made breakfast. We would sometimes dance around the house to this music before we started our day of homeschooling. And then there was worship at church. Not just any church, but charismatic church in southern New Mexico, where the Mexican mamas know how to throw down. We would sing and dance for hours on end. Eventually, a group would take off on a full sprint around the room, throw their bodies on the floor, and pretend to swim in the river of life. I mean, we were like doing ecstatic dance before ecstatic dance was cool. Worship music, it's just always been with me, even before I can remember. My grandmother used to tell me the story about how I sang before I spoke each time I'd visit her. It got into my body young, so it's no wonder even in times I tried to shake it, I just couldn't, or really, I don't think I wanted to. After a few years of trying to break out of the worship music scene with Gunger, I found myself on a sofa with some friends a couple months into the pandemic. I felt exhausted from the lockdown, homeschooling with two kids, terrified my youngest with special needs would catch this new sickness. We were all learning new things about each day. The entire world had flipped, and to feel some kind of stability and center, we spontaneously started singing. We sang old worship songs we had all grown up with, doing the chorus again and again, feeling the resonance in our bodies. I remembered why I loved worship so much. There's just something about singing to the all, singing love, as love, to love. It was really healing. And it has continued to be so through this pandemic. There were times I truly thought I'd never get out of bed again. And when I felt that way, I'd put the music close to my face, like I did as a kid, and just let the music heal my body. So it feels really special to release these songs, this short medley of worship covers we put together in our home studio. I feel so much gratitude to the musicians who wrote these songs. Their songs have healed many of us throughout the years. I hope these covers comfort and open your heart like they have done mine.
You worship. Bye.